On New York Institute of Technology Week, we need to design cities for a warming climate. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeffrey Raven, associate professor of urban design at the New York Institute of Technology, has more.
Cities are leading America's fight against climate change. Hundreds of mayors have promised to uphold the Paris Climate Agreement goals, and several cities promised to cut their carbon footprints in half by 2030. However, greenhouse gas mitigation and climate change adaptation are not mutually exclusive. The only way to ensure that cities remain livable is for urban leaders, together with urban designers, to simultaneously cut emissions and help residents adapt to a warming planet. Developing a region in a denser, more compact form that mixes land use and supports mass transit is a key strategy for greenhouse gas mitigation. Yet these districts can also be concrete jungles, whose surfaces comprise heat-absorbing materials like asphalt, forcing residents to turn up their air conditioning in hot summer months. The challenge is to configure these dense urban districts to reduce the impact of increased urban heat and storms due to the changing climate while enhancing a high-quality, low-carbon lifestyle. Cities that embrace adaptive mitigation, reducing CO2 emissions while also helping residents adapt to a changing climate, are better positioned to remain livable. These smart cities interdisperse green spaces and parks throughout dense, highly populated areas. They invest in pedestrian and cycling corridors that reduce urban carbon emissions while cooling cities through natural ventilation and shading. Such climate strategies improve livability and climate resiliency over the long term, but often are overlooked when city leaders focus exclusively on greenhouse gas emissions or climate adaptation. Two-thirds of the world's population will live in cities by 2050, and most of these urban spaces have yet to be designed. Clearly, the urban design decisions we make today will have extraordinary consequences on our planet for generations.
That was Jeffrey Raven of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.